Several times, my dear friends, the Holy Scripture tells us that the disciples were unable to understand what Jesus was saying. And I think to myself, this is big consolation for me, because sometimes I myself cannot understand what the Lord is saying. And we all know that there are plenty passages that have more than one interpretation. And there are dark, obscure passages that require time to be properly understood. But the kind of difficulty this time with the passage of today is not only the meaning of the words, it's the reality. This is not a matter of words. This is a matter of the reality Jesus was spoken of. We heard they were all amazed at his every deed. But then Jesus said to his disciples, "The Son of Man is to be handed over to men." They were amazed at his every deed. They had good reasons to be amazed because of the big signs and miracles the Lord was doing everywhere. Really, Jesus could be called miracle maker at this time of his ministry, at this time of his life. And as a sort of irony, this was an obstacle for the disciples to understand that this great and powerful man had to be handed over to men and had to be mistreated and had to suffer and had eventually to die on the cross. That is why I say that the difficulty is not only with words. When we experience success, when we experience that we have got our fill, that we are complete, that we are so proud of ourselves, we simply don't want to hear about suffering, about cross, about failure. It is difficult. It was for the disciples, and it is for each one of us. The disciples did not understand this saying. Its meaning was hidden from them. They were afraid. They were afraid to ask him about this saying. This was the final verse of the gospel of today. Can you wonder why they were afraid? What was the real reason? Because they were daydreaming and they don't wanna be woken up. They were attached, they were clinging to their dreams, to such an experience of beautiful power. And they were happy with the miracle maker. So they wouldn't like to be close to the man of sorrows, to the slave dying on the cross. They prefer to sleep and daydreaming. They prefer to stay in such a state of wonder, in such a state of happiness, in that kind of paradise. But once and again, Jesus Christ is pulling away the disciples from paradise and is leading them to the cross and is telling them the real way is suffering out of love, out of obedience. This is the source of true salvation. And this will be also the source of true happiness.